1420 AM, W248 DE, Wisconsin Rapids. And always streaming on the Civic Media app.
This is CBS News on the Hour, sponsored by O'Reilly Auto Parts.
I'm Peter King. More rain is headed South Florida's way, while last weekend's heat wave is headed east. Correspondent Nancy Chen is on the CBS Weather Watch.
Severe thunderstorms with possibly damaging winds, tornadoes, and large hail are threatening parts of the Midwest today. Tropical storm force winds slammed the Boston area on Friday. Thunderstorms brought heavy rain and pea-sized hail, and the storms also caused major delays at airports like Logan International. But the rain will not provide much of a relief for the extreme heat we are bracing for. A brutal and record-breaking heat wave will blanket much of the country starting tomorrow. Temperatures will soar into the 90s and even above 100 in parts of the Midwest and the Mid-Atlantic.
A day after saying that she has good and bad days, a high-profile cancer patient has attended a very public birthday celebration for her father-in-law in London, who's also a cancer patient. Of course, we're talking about King Charles and Kate Middleton, the Princess of Wales. It's the BBC's Sean Coughlin.
This was the first time that Catherine has appeared in public this year, and there was warm applause from the crowd as she went past in the glass stagecoach with her children. It was a fairy tale carriage after what has been a very real life story as she's undergone chemotherapy.
Vice President Harris is about to speak to other world leaders in Switzerland discussing ways to end the Russia war in Ukraine. President Biden is back in this country after attending the G7 summit, but he's hardly sitting still. CBS's Natalie Brand.
President Biden arrives in Los Angeles for a star-studded fundraiser with former President Obama, Jimmy Kimmel, George Clooney, and Julia Roberts. Both President Biden and presumptive GOP nominee Donald Trump are trying to replenish their campaign coffers as this race enters a critical next phase.
Trump is campaigning in Detroit today. Juneteenth celebrations are off this weekend in Akron, Ohio, on the heels of a mass shooting there that left nearly 30 people wounded and one man dead. WAKR Radio's Gene Destro is there.
Akron Mayor Shamus Malik got a letter from 8 members of city council who said there had been violence at the funeral of the one man killed in that mass shooting. And they told him allowing Juneteenth celebrations to take place this weekend when no one has yet been arrested for the crime was irresponsible.
There was not a threat, but what I'm not going to do is sit up here and say the Juneteenth events are canceled, but other large gatherings can go on fine.
Malik says they'll hold a big Juneteenth event downtown on Wednesday instead.
Boeing Starliner will stay docked at the International Space Station until next Saturday. The company and NASA say that gives mission planners a little more time to plan for its first return to Earth. This is CBS News.
Think O'Reilly Auto Parts for all your car care needs. Get the parts and service you need fast from the professional parts people at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
The Kitchen's Open on WFHR, a feature within the morning show every Monday at 9. Join me, Melissa Kay, and my guests to learn about food-related topics that will interest and entertain.
For Civic Media News, I'm Savannah Tomei Olson. When Wisconsin farmers aren't working on corn, soy, or ginseng, there's a growing movement to plant cover crops. Mike Moen takes us over the border into Minnesota.
Cover crops are plants grown between commodity crops to prevent soil erosion and nitrates from flowing into nearby waterways, harming water quality and natural resources. John Stevens has adopted the practice for his farm operation north of the Twin Cities.
There's been years that we've had just phenomenal corn yields while you're standing in 10 to 12 inches of beautiful oat grass. And we did it with reduced fertilizer inputs.
He says that's good news for local creeks that connect with the St. Croix River. The latest Census of Agriculture released this year showed a 17% increase in cover crop acreage compared to 2017. There are federal programs administered by the USDA that help cover expenses for farmers who agree to plant cover crops. Stephen says they have become more flexible, but he suggests certain types of messaging to convince those still on the fence.
Sign up a 5 or 10 acre parcel and get your cover crops perfected on that 5 or 10 acres, and then you can just step into full scale.
Stevens indicates that approach might help avoid turning off farmers who run into obstacles after making big cover crop investments. There's also research indicating this practice doesn't always translate to higher yields. But he says that way of thinking needs some fine-tuning.
We've been taught decades of maximize your yield, And it's like, nope, that system doesn't work that way. You're going to reduce tillage costs.
This is Mike Mowen for Minnesota News Connection. Find our trust indicators at publicnewsservice.org.
You're listening to Civic Media News. I'm Savannah Tomei Olson.
Feel important. You want to be a part of something bigger, something that matters and can help change things. You want to feel like you belong. We know. We felt that way too. And that's why we did something about it. We aren't just Army National Guard soldiers. We are normal people just like you. And together, we can make a difference. Take on your legacy. Visit NationalGuard.com to find out more.
Sponsored by the Wisconsin Army National Guard. Aired by the Wisconsin Broadcasters Association and this station.
With your forecast, I'm Corey Hartman. Partly sunny, 75 our high today, with a chance of an afternoon shower. Showers and thunderstorms tonight, a low around 61. Showers and thunderstorms and warmer for Sunday, a high near 87. It will be breezy. Monday, scattered thunderstorms, partly sunny, 86.
It's 73 at our studios.
Welcome to WFHR's Over the Back Fence. This is the show that invites you to call in to buy and sell items, help neighbors, and have a few laughs. There's no price limit on items, although we do ask you keep it to 3 items per call, and for-profit businesses must pay for advertising. WFHR offers no warranty, assumes no liability, and makes no guarantees regarding any items offered for sale. WFHR reserves the right to edit or to refuse any items or to terminate any phone call. Remember, when you call into Over the Back Fence, you are calling in a live radio show, and your call will be live on the air. Your call may also be recorded as part of the entire program for future use. The opinions expressed on this show are that of the host and callers, and not necessarily that of WFHR, its advertisers, ownership, or staff. When you call in, please turn your radio down and have fun. And now let's get to it. It's time for WFHR's Over the Back Fence.
Welcome, everyone, to Over the Back Fence on WFHR, locally grown radio. It is Saturday, the 15th of June, the Ides of June, everyone. It is 11:07 on the clock. I am your host, Seth. Thanks for joining me on this Saturday morning. If you are an old-timer on this show, you know what to do. But if this is the first time you've heard it, all you got to do is call 424-2600. If you're looking to buy or sell items from your friends and neighbors, if you want to talk about events happening throughout central Wisconsin, all through our listening area, Wood County, whatever you want to call it, we would love to talk to you about that as well. Any kind of talk is what we're looking for on Over the Back Fence. Is your water cooler, literally over the back fence chatting, you know, like you used to do if you had a fence. Do people have fences anymore? I don't know. Do they talk over fences? I don't know. But if we had a fence, we would talk over them, everyone. We're going to go through, of course, a lot of events happening in Wisconsin Rapids and points all around us here, all throughout Wood County today. We're going to talk about the Rafters and how they're doing and talk about some games coming up there. We're going to look at our schedule for this weekend and the coming week, all kinds of stuff. Our clearinghouse show of all kinds of information on a weekend on a Saturday. Not too bad right now, everyone. Looking pretty nice out there. A little muggy, maybe. Looks like we might be having some rain in a little bit, but that's okay. We're getting used to that now. So far this summer, this spring and summer is just rain on, off, wax on, rain off. Is that what we're going to call it? All right. Well, let's get into some Rafters news, everyone. We've got a few things to talk about there, including some sad news. Man, they got beat up last night in Madison. The Mallards took it to them. 15-2 was the final score. Man, did they beat up on them. There was a couple of highlights for the Mallards, but you know what? I'm not going to talk about those guys. They're in a little bit of a rough patch here, the Rafters are. So as they come home tonight, they do have a home game tonight, and then an afternoon game tomorrow. Let's get to the park, everyone. Let's root them on. That's what we're here for. We want to make sure that park is full, give them home field advantage, with lots of shouting, lots of noise going on, and cheering those young men as they continue to do it. There's also some fun promotions as well, especially tomorrow, and we'll get into that in just a minute. But tonight, there is a game starting at 6:35. That's the first pitch. If you are not able to make it to the Rafters game, make sure you tune in to WFHR starting at 6:20. Andy, our play-by-play guy, will be starting up the pregame show at about 6:20. He's doing a fabulous job, and hopefully he'll be able to join James on Monday on Playmakers at 3 o'clock. Get to talk to Andy and find out a little bit more about him, which is very cool. But if you've had a chance to listen to him, he is fabulous. James and I were talking about him the other day, and we're like, man, that guy is going places. He is that good. Tomorrow is not only Father's Day, of course. Happy Father's Day to all the dads out there. But there is a very special game at Witterfield starting at 1:05. It is Agriculture Day, everyone. The Rafters will be wearing special uniforms, which if you haven't had a chance to see, go to their website, Rafters Baseball, and check it out because they are very cool. Oh, they flannel shirts, looks like. They got some overalls on, looking like a farmer. Their names will not be the normal names on the back of the jerseys. They will be different kinds of products that are grown in Wisconsin, which I think is so cool. That is just a fabulous thing. We talked to Tyler this week on the morning show about it, and he had a big hand in designing them. It's fabulous. And in just a minute, I'll talk to you about how to get those at auction, those of you Jersey fans out there, and see how you can bid on those for some for a charity. But first, let's take a phone call. Good morning. You're on the show.
Yes, I'm looking for a Golden Hawk canoe, a 10-footer with a, you can hook a motor on the back.
Okay.
Give Gary a call,
715-819-0849.
Yes.
All right. Thank you for the call. Appreciate it there. If you are calling in, I do want to remind everyone, please turn your radios down. It's a little loud in the eardrums here with my headphones on. So please, if you're calling in 424-2600, make sure you turn your radio down. But we got a canoe. So I'm looking for a very specific canoe. And if you have that canoe or something similar, 819-0849. 819-0849 is the number to call for that. Easy as pie, everyone. That's all you need to do. 424-2600. All right. I want to quick get into the a little bit more about those really cool jerseys that the Rafters are going to be wearing tomorrow. They are, like I said, red flannel, and they've got overalls on them, which is just they are so fabulous. I can't tell you how very cool those are. And we also have, I do want to let everyone know that they do have a place where you can bid on those. And I got to find it here now. Oh, I might have to do this. I should have looked this up a little bit sooner. But anyway, there we go. The promotional schedule. That's what I want to look for. Yes, you are listening to me go through the internet, everybody. All right, here it is. It is the Food and Farm Exploration Center in Plover. If you've not heard about that yet, it's very cool. Check it out. Everyone, it's Ag Day. Come out to Witterfield for a day full of celebrating Central Wisconsin's agriculture. The team will be wearing farmer-themed jerseys that will be auctioned off through Dash, with the proceeds going to Farming for the Future Foundation, which is the group that does run the Food and Farm Exploration Center. Tyler was very specific. This money is not going to the Rafters. It's going to the Farming for the Future Foundation. Also on Sunday, it's Family Fun Day. Pregame kids play catch with the Rafters players on the field. Another cool thing that the new thing they're doing this year. So all kinds of great stuff happening at the game tomorrow, everyone. Father's Day, Egg Day, play catch with the Rafters. If you're a kid, man, bring your glove, everybody. It's going to be a fabulous day at the ballpark tomorrow. And once again, if you can't make it, tune in to the radio broadcast. Pre-game starts at 12:50, first pitch at 1:05, like I said before. The Rafters also have another really cool event coming up later this week, and we will get to that in just a little bit as we get to our events for the coming week. So don't miss that one either, everyone. Stay tuned for more information about that. All right, we're going to take our first break here of the hour. We'll come back with a whole bunch of events that we're going to looking forward to. It's an extremely busy week coming up, everyone. Not only next weekend is it the Cranberry Blossom Festival, tons of stuff going on, but all kinds of stuff earlier in the week as well. Got a lot to get to when we come back and on Over the Back Fence, proudly brought to you by Crockett Septic. Our good friends at Crockett Septic are now the sole sponsor of the show, and we do appreciate everything they do for us. So we'll be back here in just a minute on WFHR.
What's that smell? You smell that? I hear that same thing every day. I'm Crust Buster Crockett, and I can tell you, I sure do smell that. That there's the the sweet smell of cherry pie. That's the only thing you smell when Crockett Septic Pumper Trucks come a-rolling down the road to pump your septic and holding tanks. Hoo-wee! They sure do a good job keeping your system clean. And Crockett Septic can also take care of your porta-potty rentals, too. Just give them a call. 715-712-3456. Tell them Crustbuster Crockett sent you. Crockett Septic serves you near or far. Holding tanks and septics pump right there in your yard. They got porta potties ready for you too. They'll pump away that stinky nasty poo. Crockett Septic, be there in a jiff. Crockett Septic, no more nasty whiff. Crockett Septic, they won't make you cry. Their bumper trucks smell just like cherry pie. Yeehaw!
Baseball history runs deep in Wisconsin Rapids. Witter Field was built in 1928, officially dedicated in 1934. It's been the site of some great matchups too, including the first Rafters win in June of 2010. This year marks the Rafters' 15th season, and you won't want to miss a moment of game time fun. Take yourself out to the ball game at historic Witter Field in Wisconsin Rapids for Rafters baseball. Find more at northwoodsleague.com/WisconsinRapidsRafters.
Do you owe back taxes? Call Tax Solutions now and get some help. For a limited time, the IRS offers a tax forgiveness program called the Fresh Start Initiative. Our team can make it easier for you to pay back taxes, avoid tax liens, and get a fresh start.
I call Tax Solutions now, and they got the IRS off my back.
Call Tax Solutions now. 800-281-8193. 800-281-8193. 800-281-8193.
With your forecast, I'm Corey Hartman. Partly sunny, 75 our high today, with a chance of an afternoon shower. Showers and thunderstorms tonight, a low around 61. Showers and thunderstorms and warmer for Sunday, a high near 87. It will be breezy. Monday, scattered thunderstorms, partly sunny, 86.
It's 73 at our studios.
Welcome back to Over the Back Fence on WFHR, everyone. Proudly brought to you by Crockett Septic. We are going through the hour here, going to get to some events happening throughout our listening area in just a bit here. But let's go ahead and grab what we're doing here, why we're here, everyone. Woo, my mouth broke there for a second. Let's take a phone call. Good morning. You're on the show.
I have a big garage sale going at 8810 Deer Road out in Kellner. Lots of housewares, glasswares. A little bit of everything, some clothes.
All right. How late are you going till?
Till 4 o'clock.
Okay, 4 p.m. today. Is it just today?
Yes.
All right. 8810 Deer Road in Kellner.
Yes, sir.
All right. Thanks so much for the call. Appreciate it.
Thanks much.
All Bye. Right. Got a garage sale. Yay. I'm getting our garage sales out there, everyone. It is the season for that. 8810 Deer Road in Kellner. They're going till 4 o'clock today. All kinds of good stuff by the sound of it. So make sure you head on out there and see if you're interested in a garage, yard, rummage, whatever you want to call it, sales. They have it going on in Kellner today. If you have a sale going on, let us know. Call on up and we'll let everyone know where it's at and how long it's going till. All right, let's go to a couple of things happening today. In fact, a couple of things we got going on right now. Let me get my list of stuff here, everybody. Let's get all that set for you. Right now, it is time. It started this Thursday, everyone. It is the Wisconsin Rapids Downtown Farmers Market. Yes, it has returned for another summer. It is going every Thursday and Saturday through October 12th, 8 a.m. to 2 p.m., located at 221st Avenue South, but you knew that already. Looked like there was a pretty decent crowd there this morning when I left for the studio. And we know there's always plenty of fun stuff going down at the farmers market, so make sure you avail yourself of that fabulous event as we have it every week. Twice a week, everyone. Twice a week. Lots of opportunity to go down there. Also happening today, we have the Allied Vets Brat Fry over at the West Grand Quality Foods, IGA, whatever you want to call it. It started around 10 a.m. this morning. They didn't give us a time it's going till, but usually it's about 2 o'clock. But that is happening today, right now, the Allied Vets Brat Fry over at the West Grand IGA. Make sure you jump in and get a brat from our vets for that. A couple other things I want to highlight going on in our area. Over in Rome right now, they have going on a classic car and snowmobile show. That is going till 3 o'clock today. Go over and view over 150 beautiful classic cars and snowmobiles. They also include some local food and refreshments, raffles, door prizes, face painting, and music by Mobile Music Productions. That is going on as we speak down in the at the Rome Town Center Park at 1156 Alpine Drive. That is where the car show is going on as we speak, everyone. Another great event happening today there. All right, getting into this coming week, lots of stuff to get into, everybody. We have a fabulously full week of events. And join in, of course, Cranberry Blossom Festival is happening as we get into next weekend. And we'll go a little bit into detail on that because there are so many events happening. Want to make sure you hear and know about them. Starting off on Monday, the 17th, we have a Network at Night event. Of course, this is the they changed the name, but it's basically the same thing they've done with the Chamber, of course. This week or this month, it's going to be at the Ridges. That's on Monday. It's going from 5 to 7. It is opened to members and future it's open to members and future members. It is free to attend. Bring a guest to receive one free raffle ticket. There'll be appetizers there as well. It's located at 2311 Griffith Avenue in Rapids. That is the Ridges, the next networking event put on by the Heart of Wisconsin Chamber of Commerce. If you have more questions, you can call them at 715-422-4856. 422-4856. That's on Monday from 5 to 7 at the Ridges Golf Course. The next Wisconsin Rapids Blood Drive is coming up here on Tuesday, the 18th, from 10 a.m. to 3 p.m. over at the former East Junior High School. This week, it is going to be held at the cafeteria, of course, because of the road construction going on Lincoln. So make sure you park in the 6th Street parking lot and enter in the cafeteria slash fieldhouse door off of 6th Street. That is where they will be set up for this week, not only for this Tuesday, but the following Monday, the 24th, from 2 to 7, of course, they will be there as well. Please schedule your life-saving donation. Call 800-280-4102, 800-280-4102. Appointments are appreciated, not required. If they can fit you in and you're a walk-in, of course, they will do their best to try to do that as well. Once again, this coming Tuesday, starting at 10 a.m., we've got the next Community Blood Center Blood Drive at the former East Junior High School in the cafeteria slash field house. Make sure you enter off of 6th Street. Also on Tuesday, we have the final Great Book Giveaway event, a fabulous event that happened all last week. A big shout out to all the readers, the volunteers, all the people who participated, and of course, all the kids who got free books. It's awesome, everyone. Well, they do have one more event coming up on Tuesday. This is going to be at the Lester Public Library at Vesper, and that's going to start at 12:30. This one wraps up the Great Book Giveaway every year they do that. So one more chance, everyone, if you're in the Vesper area. It's coming on Tuesday at the Lester Public Library at 12:30. Big shout out to the United Way. And like I said, all the volunteers and everyone who participated. Oh, it's a fabulous, fabulous event. All right. Also coming up on Tuesday, you're hearing a theme here, everyone. Lots going on Tuesday. It is a packed day. Well, it is the first event of the season for Helen's Zoo House. These are free family events. They're open to the public at the Wisconsin Rapids Municipal Zoo. It's 1911 Gaynor Avenue. Remember, they're all free events because it is a free zoo, everyone. Remember that. So on Tuesday at 1:30 and then again at 3:30, the Raptor Education Group, Winged Wonders, will be presenting with some birds of prey. Have you ever met an owl face-to-face? What about a hawk? How about a falcon? Meet some of Wisconsin's common but rarely encountered birds. Discover what a raptor is. Hear their stories and learn what you can do to ensure they remain a significant part of the ecosystem. And they are indeed that. That's coming up on Tuesday. Two opportunities, 1:30 and 3:30 at the zoo. And we'll just touch on a couple other events coming in July and August. Zoozort's coming back on Wednesday, July 24th, 1 at 11 and at 1 p.m., two opportunities there as well. And then all the way in August, right before school starts, David Stokes, he's here every year at the same time. He's got two shows, one at 11 and one at 3:30. So we'll talk about those, of course, as they come closer. But this Tuesday, we've got the Winged Wonders Raptor Education Group coming to Helen's Zoo House at the Wisconsin Rapids Municipal Zoo. Coming up at on Tuesday, we have another very cool event at the Rafters game. We've been talking about this for a while, but it's almost here, everyone. It is the United We Can event. It's the annual food sculpture contest that happens, like I said, at Witter Field. This participating teams will be competing using hundreds of donated food and basic need items to build sculptures. After the event, the Southwood County Hunger Coalition will distribute the donated items to local food programs, adding to the, get this, 72,496 pounds of food the event has leveraged since 2013. Absolutely amazing. So come to the game, everyone. Check out these fabulous sculptures. The teams will be there earlier in the day between 10 and 4 to build their sculptures. And then after that, they will be judged. There will be a panel of judges, including our own James Maloff will be one of the judges for this. And they'll be awarded for most nutritious, most creative, and there will be a community choice award as well. This is a very cool event, and we're glad to be a part of it and give it as much promotion as we can here on WFHR, not only because we have our tie with the Rafters, but, of course, with United Way as well. So go ahead and support this fabulous event on Tuesday, everybody. All right, are we done with Tuesday? No, we're not. One more event to go over, everyone. We've got the Wisconsin Rapids City Band. Their 2024 schedule just came out, and their first concert will be coming on Tuesday the 18th at Robinson Park starting at 7:30 p.m. It is sponsored by WWNLC and Renaissance Learning, and there's a whole slate of concerts coming up throughout the summer, of course. They are performing on the 4th of July at the Centralia Center like they do every single year. And then most of their shows will be at Robinson Park, except for their final show on August 6th at the Performing Arts Center. So keep that in mind, everyone. We will continue to promote this. If there's inclement weather, the PAC is the place where the concert will be held. So keep that in mind as well. If it looks like it might rain, they'll be holding it at Lincoln High School PAC to make sure everyone stays dry. And most importantly, their instruments as well. If you're interested in joining the band, of course, you want to come see a show. And if you play an instrument and you're interested in joining up, they would love to hear from you. WRCityBand.org is their website. You can also find them on Facebook, Wisconsin Rapids City Band. Looking forward to another great season. They're 160-some. I mean, it's been around for so long. It's absolutely, absolutely amazing. Finally, we're moving to Wednesday, everybody. Woo. Quite a week. We do have an event that happens every third Wednesday of the month. This is a mental health for older adults support group. Mental health support groups are meetings that offer a safe space for people affected by anxiety, depression, stress, and other mental health concerns. We meet monthly to discuss mental health, hear from guest speakers, and find social support with each other. This is, like I said, every third Wednesday of the month from 10 to 11. This takes place at the ADRC at Lincoln Center in Stevens Point. So this one is up in Point, but if it is open to anyone from Rapids, anyone in the area who would like to get a little mental health support. And then there's nothing wrong with that, everybody. We know how important that can be, especially we just went through mental health a month and mental health awareness month in May. So if you have any more questions, you, of course, can check out the ADRC of Portage County website. You can call them at 715-346-1401, 346-1401. You can email the ADRC at co.portage.wi.us. That is their email address. And this is, of course, the ADRC at Lincoln Center. It is at Lincoln Center in Stevens Point, the ADRC of Portage County. A couple more opportunities coming up for blood donation in Rapids. Coming up on this coming Wednesday, Lincoln High School will be the site for a American Red Cross blood drive. That's from 9 a.m. to 2 p.m. at Lincoln High School, 1801 16th Street South. And then later on Friday, the McMillan Library will be a opportunity for you to give blood as well. Of course, that's at 490 East Grand Avenue from 10 a.m. to 3 p.m. McMillan Library, American Red Cross blood drives, a couple of them happening this week along with the community blood drive. So lots of opportunities this week, everyone, to give some blood. They always, always need blood donated. It's always a very important need in our community and, let's face it, all over the world as well. All right, we're going to take a break before we get to the Cranberry Blossom Festival schedule. We got lots to go over there, so we'll take a break before we get into that. Don't forget, you can keep calling while I'm going through this information. 424-2600 is the number to call to get on Over the Back Fence. Proudly brought to you by Crockett Septic on WFHR.
Locally grown radio, WFHR.
Brewers lose to the Reds. Hi, I'm Mike Clemens with sports. The Brewers tried to make a comeback but lost to the Reds 6-5 at AmFam Field. It was a special night in the broadcast booth as the team celebrated the 30th anniversary of analyst and former catcher Bill Schroeder. Many of his former colleagues stopped by to call the game, including Jim Paschke on Valley Sports.
William Contreras, deep to center field. Gone. A home run. His ninth of the year. The Brewers have third.
Are you practicing a home run call today? Very nice.
College football, another exciting recruit commits to Wisconsin. Eugene Hilton, the son of former Colts receiver Ty Hilton, has agreed to play for the Badgers. NBA Finals, the Dallas Mavericks came back to dominate in Game 4. They beat the Celtics 122-84. Kyrie Irving with 21 points in the lopsided win.
It's not going to be easy in Boston, so I look forward to the challenge.
Game 5 Monday night in Boston, the Celtics up 3-1. With sports, I'm Mike Clemens.
It's 2024 and Worthington, Minnesota continues to shine. We've expanded so many things. It's a time of growth. We've expanded recreation activities with our indoor ice arena, our indoor turf rec center and playground, and our outdoor water park, Water World, is ready for another season. Our schools have expanded and so has our industry. We're continuing to expand our population also, with lots ready to build on Glenwood Heights. So let's grow together in Worthington, Minnesota. It's worth a look.
Join the Wisconsin Rapids Rafters and celebrate Agriculture Day presented by the Food and Farm Exploration Center on Sunday, June 16th. Enjoy a day filled with all kinds of ag fun, chat with various Central Wisconsin ag groups, and cheer on the Rafters as the team sports an alternative ag-inspired jersey. Take yourself out to the ballgame at historic Witter Field in Wisconsin Rapids for Rafters Baseball and Ag Day, brought to you by the Food and Farm Exploration Center, Sunday, June 16.
Weight isn't just a number. It's a ticking bomb that will one day ruin your health, if it hasn't already. Sick and tired of fad diets that don't work? Wasson Weight Loss offers you the real deal, a natural, effective path to weight loss without the hassle of counting calories or endless gym hours. With our proven program, clients are shedding up to a pound a day. Real people, real results. Hear their stories. Witness the transformation.
Hi, I'm Ivor from Marshfield. I lost 130 pounds and over 60 inches. I've got so much more energy than I ever had before, and I also have the confidence to pursue cycling and kayaking and keeping up with my grandkids.
Wausau Weight Loss offers a groundbreaking approach with no gimmicks or temporary fixes, just sustainable, healthy weight loss. Don't wait. Diffuse that ticking health bomb with Wausau Weight Loss and lose as much as 30 pounds in a month. Visit WausauWeightLoss.com or call now for your free, no-obligation consultation at 715-502-4748. 715-502-4748. That's 715-502-4748.
With your forecast, I'm Corey Hartman. Partly sunny, 75 our high today, with a chance of an afternoon shower. Showers and thunderstorms tonight, a low around 61. Showers and thunderstorms and warmer for Sunday, a high near 87. It will be breezy. Monday, scattered thunderstorms, partly sunny, 86.
It's 73 at our studios.
Welcome back to Over the Back Fence on WFHR, locally grown radio. Thanks for joining me on this Saturday, everybody. It is 11:33 on the clock, about halfway done with the show for today. And we're going to get into a whole bunch of events happening because the Cranberry Blossom Festival is starting up on Thursday and goes all the way through Sunday. Of course, this is a citywide event, our city festival, I guess you'd call it, here in Wisconsin Rapids. So we're going to go over all kinds of stuff. There's some other events happening that aren't necessarily related to the Cranberry Blossom Festival, but we will highlight those as well as we go through this time together. 424-2600 is the number. Please continue to keep the calls coming, everyone. I will finish reading what's in front of me, and I will get to your call as soon as I possibly can. So let's head to Thursday, everyone. Basically, the whole festival is kicked off by Lunch by the River. Of course, that is the weekly event held at Veterans Park, put on by the Heart of Wisconsin Chamber of Commerce. The co-sponsors for this week's Lunch by the River is the Wisconsin Rapids Area Convention and Visitors Bureau and Ocean Spray and Solaris, of course, all related to the Cranberry Blossom Festival. Steven Strassman will be the entertainment provided this coming Thursday to kick off the Cranberry Blossom Festival. And, of course, Lunch by the River is always a fabulous event. Go and check it out every week, everyone, because there's so much always going on. All right, so we've got lots of stuff coming up here, everyone. Lots of events in the Cranberry Blossom Festival block, I guess you'd call it. I don't know what else to call it, but we do have some very, very good events happening here. We have, starting by Lunch by the River, I already referred to that. We're going to have the Chalk It Up event happening at the Boys and Girls Club. That's from 2 to 5. The carnival, of course, is every day. It starts at 4 and goes till about 10. That's the carnival, and that's going to be located throughout the whole weekend at the Grand Rapids Lions Club, of course. Starting at 6:30 on Thursday evening, we've got Cinema Under the Stars. That's at First Avenue South between West Grand and Goggin Street. The Aqua Skiers have their next water ski show at 6:30 at the Red Sands Beach at Lake Wazicha. Now, this is actually their regular schedule. They're making it a part of the Cranberry Blossom Festival, so we'll make sure you check that out, too. And we've got a concert happening at McMillan Library, the Mambo Surfers, starting at 7 o'clock. This is part of their concert series. And I needed to look up a little bit more about this group because I'm like, the Mambo Surfers? Well, that sounds interesting. They are a group from Milwaukee. They've been playing together for 27 years. Their music has influences ranging from blues to polkas, punk to reggae, Indian ragas to Native American and Sufi chants. I'm telling you, this is amazing. They call their intricate, energizing music world rhythm alt rock. Sign me up, everyone. I am so there. That sounds awesome. Once again, that's going to be at the Fine Arts Center at the McMillan Library, 7 to 9 on Thursday. Check it out. Highlight for the Cranberry Blossom Festival. By the way, on Thursday, there's also going to be a special screening of the movie The Dancing Monkey. This is going to be at Rogers Cinema on Thursday. 7 p.m. is the start time, only $5 for admission. Scenes from the movie were filmed at local businesses, including the ODC. How cool is that, everyone? This is a locally filmed movie. All proceeds from ticket sales will benefit the ODC. Another fabulous reason for you to take this in as part of, I mean, there's so much going on Thursday, but think about this one, everyone. This was partially filmed here in Rapids. This is based on the movie's called The Dancing Monkey, and it's adapted from Eugene O'Neill's The Hairy Ape, a classic stage play written by Eugene O'Neill. So we do encourage you to check this out. And once again, those tickets are only $5, and all proceeds benefit the ODC because they were part of the filming. RogersCinema.com is the website to go to if you want to order tickets now, everyone. So go ahead and check that out. All right. I think, let's see, we've done everything on Thursday. Okay, whew, one day done. All right, let's move to Friday. The Dairy Berry Pancake Breakfast. I think a lot of people really look forward to this. It's starting at 6 a.m. and going till 10 at the Lincoln High School parking lot. They park at the student lot between the school and the football field. It's at Lincoln High School. That is where the breakfast takes place, everyone. So make sure you head there between 6 and 10 on Friday morning for the Dairy Berry Pancake Breakfast. The Material Girls will be having their quilt show on both Friday and on Saturday from 9 to 4. And that's going to be taking place at Assumption High School. So the Material Girls Quilt Show will be going on at Assumption from 9 to 4 on both Friday and on Saturday. The carnival will be opening up at noon and go till about 10 at the Grand Rapids Lions Club Park. And they also have, this is very cool, they're going to be having an escape from within, a mobile escape room happening also at the Grand Rapids Lions Club Park, 4 to 10 p.m. on Friday. Oh my gosh, how cool is that? They'll be also operating on Saturday as well. If you've never been to an escape room, everybody, this is a great chance to find out what they're all about. They are fun. I can tell you I've done several myself, and they are tons and tons of fun. And then in the evening, there's Downtown on Tap from 5 to 9 at Veterans Memorial Park. This is a free-to-attend concert, drinks and food for purchase. There'll be food trucks there, everybody. Including La Taqueria, Rocky Rococo, and Grace's will be there serving at Memorial Park from 5 to 7 on Friday. Barefoot Americans is going to be the musical guest. So Barefoot Americans will be playing live. Bring your own lawn chair, everyone. Find a nice place to sit. There'll be food. There'll be fun. Downtown on Tap, Friday from 5 to 9 at Veterans Memorial Park. All right, looking ahead to Saturday, of course. Big day. Lots going on Saturday. We have the Celebrate Red exhibit at the Central Wisconsin Cultural Center. They're having special hours, 9 to 1 on Saturday, so check that out. Once again, the Material Girls will be having their quilt show, 9 to 4 at Assumption High School. There's going to be an arts and crafts vendor fair from 10 a.m. to 3 p.m. at West Grand Avenue between the bridge and 3rd Avenue. And WFHR and WIRI will be there, everyone. We're going to have a booth. Come say hi to Pam and Melissa and Laura, shouldn't do that on the air, Seth. And Laura, as they have a booth there, come say hi. We got some stuff to give away as well. Yes, we will be at the craft fair, everyone. WFHR and WIRI will be there. Whole bunch of events happening at the Grand Rapids Lions Club throughout the day. We have a Kids Learn to Fish event from 11 to 2 on Saturday. The escape room will be open from 11 to 5 on Saturday. The carnival will be open from noon to 10. There's going to be a concert starting at 5, so parking will cost $10 after 5 o'clock. So even if you're coming for the carnival, there will be a fee for that, just to let everyone know. Wheeler's Chevy display will be going on from noon to 5 on Saturday as well. There'll be an ice cream social at the Southwood County Historical Museum from 1 to 3 on Saturday. And then finally, the Grand Rapids Lions Club concert will be taking place from 5 to 10:30 Saturday night, everyone. So, of course, if we have more information on that, we will give it to you this week. All right. And we're going to wrap up the whole thing on Sunday, everyone. We have the Wisconsin Rapids Police Department's fishing contest starting at 9 a.m. on Sunday morning at the East Wisconsin River Bank. The carnival will continue till 4 o'clock on Sunday from 11 to 4. The Cranberry Blossom Festival Parade, all things cranberry, will be taking place from noon to 2 on Grand Avenue from the Southwood County YMCA to 9th Street. That's the parade from noon to 2. They will be drawing during the parade at approximately 1 o'clock for the Berry Fest raffle, which you can buy tickets throughout the entire event. And finally, it's coming up, everyone, the final and fabulous event, the Wisconsin Rapids Fire Department Duck Derby. It's happening after the parade at around 2 p.m. at Veterans Memorial Park to wrap up, hopefully, a fabulous weekend of Cranberry Blossom Festival fun for everyone. There is another event that I want to make sure that we get out there. It's not on the official list of Cranberry Blossom Festival events, but we do want to let everyone know that on Saturday morning, June 22nd from 8 to 11, the Wisconsin Rapids EAA, that's the Experimental Aircraft Association, Chapter 706, will be having their annual pancake breakfast at the Southwood County Airport. This is open to the public. There will be fire trucks, police cars, medical helicopters, and lots of airplanes to see. It's an all-you-can-eat pancake breakfast with sausage, eggs, coffee, milk, and juice. And it'll be available for $9 per person, $5 for children ages 7 and under. Fabulous event happening. Big shout out to our good friend Tom Davis for letting us know about this. That is happening next Saturday. Their pancake breakfast going on at the airport. This is for the EAA, Experimental Aircraft Association. They do this every year. Lots of stuff going to be there as well. $9 all-you-can-eat pancake breakfast, $5 for children ages 7 and under. That's from 8 to 11 on Saturday. Wow, that was a lot of information, everyone. We've got some more stuff coming up towards the end of June that I want to cover, but I got to take a break. Woo! Talking so much. Need you to call in 424-2600 as we go along on this Saturday, everyone. We'll be back in just a minute to Over the Back Fence, proudly brought to you by Crockett Septic here on WFHR.
What's that smell? You smell that? I hear that same thing every day. I'm Crust Buster Crockett, and I can tell you, I sure do smell that. That there's the sweet smell of cherry pie. That's the only thing you smell when Crockett Septic pumper trucks come a-rolling down the road to pump your septic and holding tanks. Hoo-wee! They sure do a good job keeping your system clean. And Crockett Septic can also take care of your porta potty rentals too. Just give them a call. 715-712-3456. Tell them Crust Buster Crockett sent you. Crockett Septic serves you near or far. Holding tanks and septics pumped right there in your yard. They got porta potties ready for you too. They'll pump away that stinky nasty poo. Crockett Septic, be there in a jiff. Crockett Septic, no more nasty whip. Crockett Septic, they won't make you cry. Their bumper truck smells just like cherry pie.
Yeehaw! Finding the special healthcare resources families need just got easier. Wisconsin Wayfinder, Children's Resource Network, helps kids with delays, disabilities, special healthcare needs, and mental health conditions. Call toll-free 877-947-2929. Ask questions, get answers. Connect today toll free 877-947-2929. Sponsored by the Wisconsin Department of Health Services.
At Fleet Farm, we know every sunny day doesn't begin and end with us. But if it did, we've got you covered. Everyday fishing gear from Rapala, Berkeley, and Minn Kota. Everyday grilling goods from Weber, Kingsford, and Blackstone. Everyday camping gear from Coleman, Yeti, and Eureka. Whatever makes your day, we're right there with you. At Fleet Farm, we've got everything you need for everyday life.
Here's to experiencing it all this summer in Wisconsin. Every deliciously cheesy, rockin', magical, fireworks-filled, festival-loving moment. There's Cheese Curd Fest in Ellsworth, Strawberry Fest in Cedarburg, Festival of the Arts in Stevens Point, and the Renaissance Fair in Bristol, Honor the Earth Pow Wow in Hayward, Mile of Music in Appleton, Venetian Fest, Bratfest, Summerfest. So many fests for your whole crew. Find them all at TravelWisconsin.com. Sponsored by Travel Wisconsin.
With your forecast, I'm Corey Hartman. Partly sunny, 75 our high today, with a chance of an afternoon shower. Showers and thunderstorms tonight, a low around 61. Showers and thunderstorms and warmer for Sunday, a high near 87. It will be breezy. Monday, scattered thunderstorms, partly sunny, 86.
It's 73 at our studios.
Welcome back to Over the Back Fence on WFHR, proudly brought to you by Crockett Septic on the Saturday. It's 11:47 on the clock, everyone. Thanks for joining me today. Stay tuned. After this show, we have the Cripes Cast with Charlie Behrens, so check that out. Tonight, we have, of course, Max Inc. Radio from 6 to midnight. Lots of great music on there, some great interviews as well. What a great team we have in Madison for to get our local music out there. It's a very, very cool show. If you haven't listened to it, I would encourage you to check that out as well. Looking ahead to tomorrow, our regular schedule. Of course, no rebroadcast to the Polka Show tomorrow because we've got Rafters baseball. But Sunday night, we have lots of stuff happening, including our regular block of shows, including Director's Cut. We're going to do a rebroadcast of our interview with Joel Goodness to get everyone ready for Joseph and the Amazing Technicolor Dreamcoat coming up next weekend, I should say, over in Stevens Point. Big shout out to them there. And then a brand new Seth Faces the Music this week. That's right, the second greatest show, radio show in the state of Wisconsin. Brand new show talking about Up. I'm going to be doing a series of shows about the four different directions, not north, south, east, west, although I'll probably do that at some point too. Up, down, left, and right. So that's what I'm going to do. A nice task I've set before myself, and I should know better. I really shouldn't do that. No, lots of great music this week on Seth Faces the Music. Songs about Up. There's plenty that you've heard before, plus some new ones that I hope you enjoy, everyone. That is why I do the show. I hope you do enjoy listening to new music, because that's why I do it. 6 to 8 on Sunday. 6 to 8, Seth Faces the Music. 8 to 9, we are going to be doing an Unlabeled, your 90s mixtape, doing the Ska Show one more time. If you missed it, check it out. Lots of great music there as well. We'll keep that block going for you as we move along here. Got some new stuff happening as we got our new schedule, of course, coming during our weekdays, coming up very quickly as well. So lots of stuff going on here at the station. All right, before I get into some more events happening throughout the area, let's grab a phone call right now. Good morning. You're on the show.
Good morning. I have for sale a 14-inch round table grill. It's new, still in the box. It's a Flame Grill brand. I like $10 for it. My phone number is 715-991-0242.
991-0242.
Yes.
All right. Thank you for the call. Appreciate it. Got a little tabletop grill for sale here. If you're interested, 991-0242, 991-0242. If you're interested, got about 10 minutes left, everyone. If you'd like to join into the conversation, please call 424-2600. Looking ahead to a couple weeks from now, or one full week from now, I guess I should be more specific. On Monday, the 24th, we have the 18th annual Blackhawk Scramble. This is for the Port Edwards Education Foundation. It's going to be happening at the Lake Arrowhead Golf Club, the Pines Course, located at 1159 Apache Lane in Nacoosa. More information, go ahead and check out their website, lakearrowheadgolf.com. The registration and driving range starts at 9 a.m. There's a shotgun start at 11. The cost is $85 per person or $340 per foursome. This includes green fees, cart rental, range balls, and prizes. New this year, two meals. Two, count them. A bag lunch and a dinner is also included on this. Consider honoring a family member, a classmate, or a friend by sponsoring a hole in their name. All proceeds go to student enrichment projects. For more information, call Corey at 715-884-6650, Sue at 715-213-0156, or Sharon, 340-0155. That is 715-340-0155 for more information about that. Our friends over at Aspirus Riverview Hospital are going to be having an open house for their new gastroenterology center, their GI center. That is located, of course, at 410 Dewey Street in Rapids. It's going from 3 to 6. There's going to be a ribbon cutting at 3. This is open to the public. There's no RSVP needed. Just enter through the hospital's main entrance. You get a chance to meet the GI team there. You can tour their new unit featuring 3 spacious state-of-the-art procedure rooms and 9 private pre- and post-procedural patient rooms. Learn about GI procedures, including colonoscopies and upper endoscopies. Get the latest information on preventing and detecting colon cancer. Enter to win door prizes. There's going to be some light refreshments there as well. Once again, this is an open house at Aspirus Hospital for their new GI unit. This is from 3 to 6 on Tuesday, June 25th. Ribbon cutting at 3 o'clock. No RSVP needed. This is open to the public. If you have any questions about GI or anything like that, they will be there to help you out. Also on Tuesday, June 25th, we have a special event Advance America and Steve's Rental are hosting a food truck event to benefit the Alex C. Dove Foundation and the Dove's Nest, a very, very quality charity organization in the area. They just had their big fundraiser, but I'm sure they could always use a few more funds. This is going from 11 to 3. It's an afternoon of fun, food, and raffles. There's a variety of food vendors along with a bounce house, games for kids, and raffles too. This is a great community event to support the Dove's Nest. If you want more information about that, go to alexcdovefoundation.org to find out more about the Dove's Nest and what they do. This is at 929 Huntington Avenue in Rapids. AdvanceAmerica.net is the website to find out more about them. This is happening at Steve's Rental in the parking lot on the corner of Huntington Avenue and 10th Street South. So if you want a little more specific information on where it's going to be, that is there at Steve's Rental. Tuesday, June 25th from 11 to 3. Food, fun, raffles, all kinds of good stuff happening there. If you listen to Midday Magazine this week on, I believe it was Wednesday, or if you'd like to listen to it, I would direct you to civicmedia.us, the website for our media company. Go to shows, click on Midday Magazine, go to Wednesday and listen to James' interview with our good friend Rock Larson, who is the Veterans a Services Officer of Wood County. Lots of great information, some about fireworks and veterans, some great information about that, but also about the upcoming Veterans Expo and PACT Act event. This is the put on by the Toma VA Medical Center and the Wood County Veterans Service Office. That is what Rock is the head of. This is Wednesday, June 26th from 9 a.m. to 2 p.m. at Crossview Church. Now, you'll notice that is also where they hold Heroes Cafe. So Heroes Cafe will start at 7:30 that morning and go till about 9. And then at 9, the Veterans Expo and PACT Act event will be taking place from 9 to 2. Crossview Church at 1000 East Riverview Expressway, providing resources for the veteran community. During that event, there will also be a Veterans Town Hall meeting starting at 11 and going till noon. There's so much information out there for veterans, especially about the PACT Act and stuff that it's been enacted for a couple of years now, everyone. But there's so much stuff there for veterans that they need to know. This is a great event to get more information about that. All kinds of services that are being offered to our vets who deserve it so much, everyone. Of course, you know that as well as I do. If you want more information, you can give Amanda a call, 608-372-3971, 608-372-3971, extension 64201. 64201 is the extension number. This is put on by the U.S. Department of Veterans Affairs and Veterans Health. So please take advantage if you are a veteran or you are a caregiver or you know a veteran. Lots of great information that can be coming out on June 26th. Make sure you get there. A couple of events being put on by our good friends over at the Arts Council throughout the summer. Now, and usually they have their normal season, of course, going from September to about May, but they have a couple of extra events happening here. This one is not the Arts Council, but this is a group that has come through the Arts Council before. Kids from Wisconsin, their Larger Than Life, the Great Entertainers Tour, will showcase groundbreaking icons featuring historic performers, bands, and orchestras that have sold out world stadiums. The Kids from Wisconsin's impressive repertoire includes selections from the kings and queens of rock to pop, legendary Broadway stars, and classical entertainers. Join 36 of the Wisconsin's most talented singers, dancers, and instrumentalists at the Performing Arts Center of Wisconsin Rapids on Monday, July 1st at 7 p.m. for an electrifying performance featuring Wisconsin Rapids local performer Lou Jung. Lou has talked with us before. Unfortunately, we had an interview with Eric Britnocker of the PAC this last week for Midday Magazine. Lou was not able to join in, but we've talked to Lou before, and he's a fabulous performer, and he's, of course, a local here from Wisconsin Rapids. Once again, that's Monday, July 1st at 7 p.m. Adult tickets are $20. Student tickets are $10. Tickets may be purchased through the Arts Council at 1040 8th Street South, Suite 101. So the Arts Council is pitching in and helping him put this on. You can also call them, 715-424-ARTS, or online at savorthearts.org. Same place you'd go if you're looking for tickets for their regular season. And speaking of the Arts Council and their regular season, this is actually a little extra one. And I love the name of this band. I cannot get enough of it. Bluffett and the Son of a Sailor Band is a, of course, Jimmy Buffett tribute band. They take on the atmosphere of a genuine Jimmy Buffett concert, right down to the audience participation, enjoyment, and energy that go with it. It's hard to believe your eyes and ears once the show has started due to the uncanny recreation by this awesome group of performers. Get a sampling. Go to their Facebook page, Bluffett, B-L-U-F-F-E-T-T. Bluffett is the name. A little bit more information about the group that's doing it. Larry Pearson has been a Parrothead for as long as he can remember. That is to say, he's been a dedicated fan of the one and only Jimmy Buffett. Larry was so infatuated with the music and persona of Jimmy Buffett that he became a musician. For years, he toured and was told by so many fans how much he sounded and looked like Jimmy Buffett. So, next logical thing happened. This eventually led to an amazing transformation in Larry's life. He became basically Jimmy Buffett. This is going to be at 4 p.m. on Sunday, July 14th at the PAC. Tickets are only $25 for adults, $10 for students. The Arts Council of Wood County. They are, of course, pumped to present this preseason show before the actual season starts. Get tickets by calling 715-424-2787 or stopping by 1040 8th Street South, Suite 101. Also go to Savor the Arts. .com, savorthearts.com to buy tickets 24/7. Ah, got it in there, everyone. Got a minute left here in the show. Whew, thanks for joining me for Over the Back Fence. This is the show for you guys out there. Make sure you keep the calls coming every time we do this. James will be taking over for me next weekend. I will be out of town. So inundate him with calls, everyone. Make sure he gets tons of calls for his time on Over the Back Fence next week. But after that, I'll be back here for the foreseeable future. So keep the calls coming, everyone. Keep listening. Keep enjoying the show. And a big shout out to our sponsor, Crockett Septic, for all that they do for the community and also for all that they've done over the years for WFHR and WIRI. We cannot thank them enough for supporting us. So you go out there and support them and all the great stuff that they do. Tune in next week, everyone, at 11 o'clock till noon for Over the Back Fence on WFHR, locally grown radio.
This is locally grown radio.
WFHR, 1320 AM, W248DE, Wisconsin Rapids.
And always streaming on the Civic Media app.